轻动变异心，难护难制服，智者调直之，如剑，你剑指。
My adjected, wavering, hard to guard and hard to check, one of wisdom rendered straight, as arrow maker with a shaft.
轻呢，就是轻浮、轻躁。为什么会轻浮、轻躁呢？就是我们看到很多境界，我们的心呢，就随着啊漂浮，就随着晃动，没有那个定的智慧。所以心就常常变幻无常。那么随着这些变幻无常呢，还不知道呢啊去选择它的对跟错，所以就随着这些呢欲流，然后呢在那边轮转。
My adjective means feverous and stickish. Why do we feverous and stickish?Because we do have no wisdom, our minds agree with the external conditions. The minds are changeable and impermanent. People don't realize how to choose the right way or bad way. Therefore, people do only follow by the desert.
难护难制服，也就是你自己呢，如果随着这些不是很好的思想一直在奔跑，那你就很难去守护，你也很难克制跟降服自己这种啊无明不干净的心。可是呢，一个有智慧的人应该随时用智慧光明的心调顺降服，让自己呢的这种心呢、啊，能够呢走这个正直光明之道，好像呢一个啊这个做剑的这个工匠，那个剑呢歪曲了，应该要想办法啊自己呢慢慢给它调顺到正直而来。
How to guard and how to check? If our minds do follow by those impure thinking.We will feel hard to guard and check our unclean minds. A wise man who is able to render their own minds at every moment with a pure, blindless mind, to keep their minds followed by the proper ways.
好像呢，有一个人啊，很有意思。他呢，最喜欢观世音菩萨。自己呢也拜观世音菩萨啊，那么他一天到晚求观世音菩萨，他说他从来没有看过观世音菩萨，希望观世音菩萨慈悲呢来给他看一看，他愿意呢用很欢喜恭敬的心呢来供养观世音菩萨。
There was a young man who was consecrativeTo the Guan Yin Bodhisattva. From morning till night, he had been begging for seeing the Guan Yin Bodhisattva. He said that he had not ever seen of Guan Yin Bodhisattva. He wished that the Guan Yin Bodhisattva would appear and then he was able to see her. He wished the consecrated.To the Bodhisattva of Guan Yin with his sincere lips and joyous smile.
天天求啊，真的很诚心求，一求就求了三年。三年呢，他说啊，观世音菩萨，听说你广大灵感啊，你很慈悲啊，你能够观一切世间音声啊，怎么搞得我求这么久都没有看到你呢？每天呢都跟观世音菩萨哭诉，他不知道他心中的观世音菩萨应该长什么样子，可能他心中的观世音菩萨应该是穿白衣啊，站在云端啊，结果有一天啊， 有一天呢，他们家就来了一个老乞丐婆，去敲他的门。敲他的门之后呢，他一打开，哦，干什么？他说，你看也知道我是干什么的。他说，哦，好啦，就进去拿一碗饭，跟拿一点钱就给他。然后呢，他就进去了。过一下他想出门，他打开门一看，那个老乞丐婆还在，啊，你怎么还不走啊？他说，有地方吃，又有钱，我怎么可能走？好，结果呢，这个居士呢，他走到哪里，这个老太婆就跟到哪里，跟到他很烦啊。他呢，这个居士要买什么东西，这个老太婆也要。后来他就很烦，就躲在房子里面，他想，哪有人这么不要脸的，死皮赖皮的？那我不要从前门出去，我从后门好了。他就从后门要出去，打开门一看，那个没有牙齿的老太婆就露着脸，嘿，我知道你今天会从这里出来啦。太气上门，砰一声就给他关起来了，就在房子里面生闷气。
He had been back for seeing the Guanyin Bodhisattva for 3 years. 3 years later, one day while he was bowing the Bodhisattva, saying, Guanyin Bodhisattva, I heard that you are kindness and mercy. Whoever is calling of your name, and you will come for saving the beings.Yet why don't you come and appear? I have been begging to see you for 3 years. He continually speaks to Guanyin Bodhisattva every day. Even in his own mind, he had no idea at all how does the Guanyin Bodhisattva look like. Maybe in his deeply of mind,The Guanyin Bodhisattva had to wear a white cloth standing on the cloud. One day, there was an old woman, beggar, who stopped by his house, knocking at his door. This young man then opened the door. Oh, what are you looking for? This old woman, beggar, answered to him.You must understand what am I looking for. Then this young man went inside his house, and he took a bowl of rice and tiny of money to this old beggar woman. He then went into his house. Few minutes later, he wanted to go out. He opened his door and saw the old beggar woman who was still standing in front of his house. Why don't you leave away? This old woman beggar asked him, I have the money to get from here, and I have the food to eat from here. Why should I leave away?Wherever this young man go, wherever this old beggar.
然后呢，那个居士就想，好，你在后门，我就跑去前门。结果呢，他就捏捏捏，就捏到前门，打开门一看，那个老太婆啊，又露着她没有牙齿的嘴巴，笑笑。是啊，我知道你现在会从这里出来啊，你真的不让我进去坐一坐吗？你真的不让我进去坐一坐吗？然后那个居士就很生气，死老太婆，臭老太婆，乞丐老太婆，去去去，死死死，触我眉头，有给你就很好了，你还在这里啰里啰嗦干什么？
Then this young man got an idea. That's fine. You are at the back door. I can just leave away from the front door. Then...While he opened the door, the old woman smiled to him and said, I know that you are leaving from this door today. Are you sure that you don't invite me to go into your house Are you sure that you don't invite me to go into your house? This young man was so angry at her. You, the day old woman, leave me alone, leave me alone. I did offer you then. What are you doing for?
结果呢？那个年轻人啊，就这样子骂那个老女人。那个老乞丐婆就说：“不是我要来的呢，是你一直请我来，哎，你一直拜托我来，要求我来，你真的不让我进去坐一下吗？”然后呢，这个居士就说：“你发什么神经病？我怎么可能去找一个老太婆来？我又不是没事干，去去去去去，去死啊！去去去！”就把那个呢老女人啊，那老乞丐婆要赶跑。那老乞丐婆又跟他讲一次：“是你请我来的，你三求四求，请了好久，拜托我来，你真的要我走吗？啊，去去去去去，我不需要你。”然后呢，那个门就砰一声，就很生气，回到他们家房子里面的椅子这样坐下来。
This young man blamed on this old woman. This old woman spoke to him. I am not willing to come here. I am here because you invite me to come. You invite and beg for me to come here. Are you sure that you don't invite me to go into your house? This young man answered, You are so crazy.I have no way to ask for an old woman to come. I am not that crazy. Leave me.
那个老女人呢，还边走边讲：“你说真的哦，你要我走的哦，你说真的哦。”然后呢，这个居士啊，一进到房间里面就很生气，就坐下。什么东西？臭女人，老女人。给他东西吃，给他钱，还要这么啰里啰嗦，还我叫他来的，我怎么可能去叫他来？他为什么讲我叫他来？自己就坐在那边想，我叫他来，是我叫他来的。他还说，我叫了他很久，他好不容易才拨空来，神经病！我哪时候去叫那个乞丐婆来？我叫他很久。我叫他很久吗？这时候他突然想到，哎呦，听说观世音菩萨常常哦都视线乞丐呢，会不会是观世音菩萨？他想到这里，就赶快去打开门，远远一看，那个老太婆就走走走走走得很远，然后呢，他那个脚就不离地，慢慢慢慢慢就走向空中去。这时候他很紧张啊，一看真的是观世音菩萨，就赶快追过去。一直追一追，啊，等等我啊，观音菩萨，等等我！你们说追得回来吗？啊？求了三年，天天求，我会很欢喜心供养你。结果用了一些残菜剩汤，一点小钱打发了，还骂臭女人，快去死！那你说这个众生啊，世间众生这个心自己在变，他理想中的观世音菩萨不知道长什么样子，可是观世音菩萨是对我们有启发的作用，而不是一定是某一个样子，听懂吗？所以你们常常要对自己，我对自己有所启发，对你们能够启发让你们走向正道的都是观世音菩萨。
This old beggar woman would keep talking to him while he was walking away. Are you sure? Are you sure that you don't want me to go into your house? Are you sure that you want me to live away from you? Are you sure?This young man sat at his house thinking, The day old woman, I always get her the food and money, but she was so over at the poverty. She ever also said that I do ask for her to come. It is no way for me to ask her to come. But does she say that I ask her to come? He did just sitting there alone, thinking, I asked her to come, isn't it? She was here because I asked her to come. She also mentioned that I had been begging for her to come for a long time. Therefore, she is here. How crazy she was. When did I ask her to come? I had been begging for her to come for a long time. Did I do so? And this time, he had a thought. I heard that someone say that the Guanyin Bodhisattva might appear in this Saha world by the body of beggar. Isn't she the Guanyin Bodhisattva? Then he quickly went out and opened the door. He saw that this old beggar woman who was living away so far away from his house. She then walked and jumped to the sky. And this time he was so nervous. He find that this old beggar woman who was the Guanyin Bodhisattva, he then tried to catch her. Please wait for me, please wait for me. Guanyin Bodhisattva, Guanyin Bodhisattva. How do you feel about this? Unable to catch her at all, he had been begging to see the Guanyin Bodhisattva for 3 years, from day till night. He ever vowed that I will with the sincerely mind to offer you if you come. But finally, he gave and offered the Guanyin Bodhisattva only with the tiny sticky foot. He also blamed on her with the word of sticky dead old woman. These human beings are changeable every moment, even their minds. I have no idea at all for this. I have no idea at all for those living beings that how does the Guanyin Bodhisattva look like in their own minds. The Guanyin Bodhisattva who is able to enlighten all beings. The Guanyin Bodhisattva has no certainly looking. Do you understand this? Therefore, you should try enlighten yourself from all conditions. Whatever and whoever to enlighten and lead you to follow by the proper and correct way, this person can be considered as the Guanyin Bodhisattva.
当然呢，这个居士啊，从此以后再也不敢呢随便呢轻慢他人，因为那是他终生的教训。他自己请求观世音菩萨3年来给他供养。结果呢，他居然把他当成一个老乞丐婆，还把他骂跑。所以很多时候，像我们这种教育很多，他终生呢对别人都很尊敬，而且能够尽量做得到呢，都愿意啊常常去布施救济他人。可是我们常常想到我们自己。别人呢在教育我们，是我们的善知识，
可是我们呢却很少很真心很感谢的去接受这些教育，这个是值得每一个人的借鉴。
This man had no way to look others down after this condition. He had been begging for the Guanyin Bodhisattva to have the offering from him for 3 years. Finally, he treated her only as an old beggar woman and drove her away from him. Many of time, we all have the chance to learn from the daily life. Many people were loving to cherish others in this life. Whatever they will ask to, he was willing to help and benefit all others. But many of people who only think of themselves, if there was one person who is willing to tell and remind of us when we had doing wrong, this person is considered as the good knowledge advisor. But we don't have grateful mind to all we have got from others. We should put this kind of thinking on mind.
如与离水栖，投于陆地上，以此暂立心，摆脱魔境界。
As fish from watering hole is drawn and cast up on the land, even so flounders this mind, while Maras rail abandoning.
以前呢有一个寓言故事，说呢有一个水塘啊已经干枯了，其中有一条很大的鱼在那个渐渐少的水当中呢呼吸困难，在那里跳跃。这时候有一个人呢匆匆赶路，他看到那条鱼，他就蹲下来，他跟那条鱼讲，哎呀你好可怜哦那么那条鱼就跟他讲，你要可怜我，你不如给我一桶水要不然你就不要说我可怜。他说好啊，那你等等，等我从去隔壁邻国回来之后呢再拿水来给你这条鱼就很生气跟他讲，你这个人太虚伪了不用等你走到那个国家，我已经死了，还要你那条鱼干什么，还要你那桶水干什么，你不要做这种啊虚伪不真实的允诺。
There was a fable story, a water pond that had already dried up. One of big fishes that was jumping so high from the pond because he had hard time to breathe. During the same time, there was a man.Who hurrying on with his journey passing by this water pond. He had seen this big fish. He squatted down, talked to this big fish. How pitiful you are. This fish then talked to him. You better to get me a bucket of water, or you don't mention that I am pitiful. This man then reported to him, You can just waitFor me here, I will bring the water to you when I am back here from the neighbor country. This big fish was so angry and talked to him, You are hypocritical. Don't wait until you have arrived to that country. I am already dying. You have to make good your promise instead of making the world.
我们呢做人，很多人呢因为希望别人能够认同之故，很多时候打了很多的妄语，口中说好好好，心中呢根本一点都不好，随随便便答应别人很多事情，可是呢从心里面根本就没有那个想要去做的心， 所以过后就忘了。可是你们要知道，当你们每答应过人家的每一件事情，那些人都会充满了期待，从期待、谢谢到失望，对你们的憎恨，到不相信你们这些人的言辞，这种种的过失，我们自己都不觉得。很多时候你们会觉得，为什么我对人这么好，为什么别人这样子待我，对我不好？因为你自己妄语太多，你造成对他人心中从希望感恩的心，到失望，到愤恨，到绝望，这种妄语之故，心中就多充满了怨恨跟诅咒。你看呢，一个很多妄语，随随便便答应他人，又不肯真实心去成就的人，不管走到哪里，他总是会受到很多虚妄之苦，而且呢不受人敬重。所以啊，刚刚讲到那条鱼，那个人等我去办完事，去哪一个国家再拿一桶水给你，我现在已经快要渴死了，你需要的只是给我一杯水，都舍不得，何况答应这么长远的事情。所以你们要知道啊，做人，做人是真实心真实意，不然就不要乱说，不要乱答应，不然就要呢要答应，马上就要做，不要让众生失望、绝望到愤恨。
Many of people, in order to get approval from others, they do lie a lot. They always answer by okay, okay, but they don't really agree at all in their minds. They promise others to do so. Instead, their minds.They promise others to do so. Inside their minds, they are not willing to do whatever thing that they have promised to others. Therefore, they do forget their words then. In fact, once you do promise others to do so, those people are looking for your promise. If you did not do whatever you have ever promised to do so,Those beings then will feel disappointed, and then they get angry at you. Finally, they don't believe in you at all for your speaking. Moreover, most time we don't realize our faults. A lot of time, you might feel so confused that why do people treat you?Bad, even you treat people good, because you yourself do lie to them before. You are the one who made others fall with disappointed because of your unreal promise. Then people might also feel angry at you, and finally they might feel no hope at all.Their mind fall with hatred and blame on you. A person who do lie and promise others instead of successing their promise with the true mind, this person will undergo lots of suffering wherever they go. People have hard time to respect of them wherever he go. As for the story,That man spoke to the big fish, I will bring you the water until I come back from other country. The fish was almost dying for thirsty. The only thing this fish needs was only a cup of water, but that man had to part with it. Therefore, we do understand that we have to treat all beingswith the sincerest of mind. Once we do ever agree of promise others, we have to do it right away instead of speaking. Don't let the beings feel disappointed. Also, don't let them hate at you because of your unreal promise.
那么，好像这个鱼啊，离开水之后，那个鱼没有水，它就很害怕跟恐怖，在那边跳跃，知道呢自己生命将不长远。其实看到这个鱼，就等同要看到我们自己。我们自己的生命，虽然呢，我们不知道它的长远如何，可是经过光阴的洗涤，这个时间光阴的洗刷，我们知道我们的生命必定随着这个鱼的足迹而渐渐趋向于消灭。以这样子珍惜光阴的心，不肯让自己随便放逸，一点一滴的光阴，这样子才能够战胜魔的境界。
As fish from watering home, the fish feel so afraid and terrible without the water. The fish feel that his life is almost passed away. Once we observe the fish, we have to think of ourselves. Even we don't know how long do our life last. When the time goes by, we have realized that our life is able to die away with the last sea of water, the same as the life of the fish. We should have with the sincereness of true mind, treasuring the time, and don't wasting your time doing unknown meaningful things, and we will able to abandon the Mara's realm.
好像呢，在我们中国啊，有时候有一本很老的书叫《庄子》，它里面呢就讲到，有一次呢，这个庄子与他的朋友出去郊外玩，然后呢走到一条溪，那个溪水非常清澈，他们站在呢那个桥上在看那个溪。这时候啊，这个庄子因为他学道家的精神，所以他就很高兴说，哎呀，你们看那个鱼游来游去啊，在那边跳跃，好快乐哦。这个时候呢，他的朋友就跟他讲一句话，你又不是鱼，你怎么知道鱼快乐？然后呢，庄子啊，就给他这个朋友回一句话，他说，你又不是我，你怎么知道我不知道鱼快不快乐？
There was a famous old book handed down from ancient time in China, which called 庄子. Inside of the book, it had ever mentioned one time, 庄子 went to our script to play with one of his friends. They passed by a clear river. They standing on the bridge, seeing the fish in the river. 庄子 said, look, how happy and joyful the fish are.His friend answered him, you are not the fish. How do you able to know the feeling of the fish? 庄子 answered to his friend by one word, you are not me. How do you able to know that? Am I able to know the feeling of the fish?
这个时候呢，就教导我们，同样两个人，同样站在一座桥上，我想庄子，我现在我自己在想，这个庄子心中充满了喜乐，从他心中喜乐所涌出，他眼睛所见一切事物都是欢喜安乐，所以他看到鱼在游就很快乐。可是他那个朋友的心中充满了很多的苦恼挣扎，
他所看到的鱼在那边游跳跃，是为了找食物，在那边跳接食物，所以他觉得那个鱼并不快乐。可是鱼没有对错，但是问题出在哪里？问题出在人心对鱼的评判，对不对？听懂吗？所以每一个人的心，你们自己的心，如果常常受外面人的评判，语言音声，或是种种的言辞，或是种种对你的眼色的影响，那就会染污了你自己欢喜干净的心。是你自己愿意受染污，而不是他们真的能染污你。因为鱼仍然是鱼，它仍然在那边游，在那边跳跃，在那边欢喜安乐。所以能受影响的是谁？是你们自己。不聪明的，希望别人什么都赞同你们。与其如此，何不转一个心，让你们自己很欢喜安乐，从你们心中一直散发出欢喜安乐，当然你就会像庄子一样，所看到的一切都很欢喜跟安乐。
Something stand out from my mind. Two people who stand on the bridge at the same time. As only for my own opinions about Zhuang Zi, I think that Zhuang Zi should fall with joyously in his mind, because he was joyous and happy in his mind. Whatever he had made were all filled with joyous to him.Therefore, when he saw the fishes swimming in the pond, he realized that those fish were so happy. Yet his friend had many of suffered in his mind. He realized that those fish jumping only asking for the food. Therefore, his friend realized that these fish were not happy. The two totally different opinion came out from two people because of their own mind. Those fish had no wrong at all. The problem was produced because the distinguish of human beings to those fish. Isn't it right? Do you understand? If we were always influenced by the outside environmentothers speaking and so on, your pure and joy mind will be dirt. No one and thing is able to make you dirty. The only one thing is able to make dirt is yourself. The fish will never change swimming in the pond. Therefore, the only one will be influenced by the outside condition, which is yourself.You are not smart and wish that people have to follow and agree whatever you want. Why don't you change your own mind first to treat others with your sincerest of true mind? Everything or everyone you meet that will fall with joyously and happy, just as that the feeling of Zhuang Zi.
所以啊，一个人如果是你要做一个有智慧的人，应该要懂得选择自己的心，不要觉得呢，哦，你们都批评我，对我不好。你把别人对你的批评呢，如果你能够转成谢谢你，能够让我改成更好。你尝试这样子跟人家相处几次之后，你会发觉对方不好意思，他不好意思在批评你。这个是我们自己内在心要涌出道德的妙用。那如果你把它装成恶用，对别人的批评你就很嗔恨很生气，你从当中没有学到智慧，
而且呢，你被他的言辞所利用，是一个傻瓜、愚痴人。这是我一再告诉你们，如果你们懂得用这种智慧，那么你们呢，就可以摆脱啊这个恶魔不善的境界，就可以常常很欢喜。今天讲到这里。
Therefore, the wise man who is able to choose their own mind, don't always feel that others treat you badly. You are able to change your mind to fall with the grateful to all others for everything they have done to you when people treat you bad. If you do so,You will find out that others will feel ashamed on themselves for treating you bad, and they would feel shame for themselves, and they would feel ashamed for treating you bad. We have to have the moral in our mind. If we had not learned anythingWhen people treating you bad instead of hatred and anger, you learn nothing at all from this. You have no wisdom. You are a foolish man because you have influenced by others speaking. If you do have the wisdom, then you are able to abandon the Mara's trail to drive awaythe evil conditions, then you will fall with joy most of time.
此心随欲转，清照难捉摸。善哉心调伏，心调得安乐。
The mind is very hard to check and sweep. It falls on what it wants. The training of the mind is good.A mind so tame brings happiness.
我们这个心呢，随着啊这个外面物质的境界，一天到晚呢奔转。啊，当你心随着外面物质的境界奔转的时候，你就是把你这么大的人呢卖给那个小小的东西。啊，所以呢就很轻浮。一天到晚的飘摇躁动，而我们很难捉摸啊自己的心意识。所以呢，这个时候如果你是一个智慧的人，你应该去观察这个东西，你需要用吗？它必定要用吗？长远吗？利益广大吗？如果你只是一直一时的想要贪心，其实它的作用不大，那么你就要调伏你自己，降服你自己的贪心，不要呢随顺着这个恶欲而行，这样呢你就可以得到安乐。
Our mind are keeping changed by the outside condition from day to night. When your mind keeping changed by following the outside condition, you will be used.By them, then your mind is feverish. Our mind is very hard to check and sweep. At this time, if you are a wise man, you are able to judge the advantage and the disadvantage before you decide one thing. If you wish to own the thing because of your greedy of mindEven the thing you wish to own that is not useful at all, and you have to restrain your mind. Don't just follow by the greedy of desire. If you do so, you will attain the happiness.
就好像呢，很多人都是如此。去看一件衣服，想要买那个衣服。可是当你去看那时候你很喜欢啊，像以前有一个小姐她很喜欢，但是那一件衣服呢只啊穿的机会很少， 却要用掉他的薪水的一半，他就要缩衣节食，又害怕被人买去，所以他好不容易啊狠下心来就给他买回来。买回来呢，他要痛苦多久？痛苦三个月，因为临验前啊什么都不能用。可是那件衣服虽然很好看很华丽，但是不适合平常穿，所以他那件衣服买回来一年当中穿不到一次，所以又开始后悔，哎，早知道我不买就好了，我如果不买这件衣服我可能可以买很多件。这个时候呢就是一个愚痴的人，随着那个贪欲，猛烈的贪欲而流转，就清照难捉摸。如果他那时候能够稍微思维观察一下，我们穿这个衣服的场合有多少，我的能力做得到吗，不要太过于贪心，能够调伏自己的贪心，那一念调伏过去就好了，就能安乐。可是呢他的后悔啊却绵延无尽起，因为一念的贪欲让他最少要后悔一整年两年，每一次看到那一件衣服就后悔，在十年当中呢他那一件衣服几乎穿不到三次，可是又要占一个空间在那里，因为很贵又舍不得给人又舍不得丢掉，到最后呢被那个老鼠咬破，被蟑螂咬破，就更后悔跟愤恨。所以我们人啊，如果随着心的欲流转的话，而不懂得用智慧善于止住自己的贪欲，是很可怜的。
Many of people have the same habits that I am going to describe next. There was a young lady who went to shop and settled on one suit of clothes. The suit of clothes cost expensive. It had spent the half of her monthly salary, and this suit of clothes was not suitable for wearing during the normal daily life. In order to buy the suit of clothes, she had reduced spending of other daily expenses. She finally decided to buy it back. After she had bought this suit of clothes, she had cut down other daily expenditure at least 3 months. However, this suit of clothes was pretty and gorgeous. It was unsuitable for wearing during the normal time. Therefore, she only wore for one time during a year after she bought it. She then felt overcome with regret for buying this suit of clothes. This young lady at this time can be considered as a foolish person who only followed by her greedy of desire. Her mind was very hard to check and swift. If she was able to think it very carefully, such as the suitable of the clothes and the financial ability of herself before she bought it back, don't be too greedy and restrain her greed of mind. Then such restraint brings happiness. Because of one thought of greedy mind, she had been undergoing the suffer at least 2 years. When each time she has seen the suit across it, she repents for herself. With 10 years, she might only worn this one suit of clothes not over 3 times. This suit of clothes also took the price up because it was so expensive and she hated to part with others. Finally, she would feel more revenge for herself when it broken and destroyed by the mice. Moreover, if we are not able to restrain our greed of desire with the wisdom instead of following all impure conditions, we are so foolish and pitiful.
所以呢，懂得啊，能够自我制止自己太多贪欲，太多呢不善的思想，多能够利益于他人，那么你的心呢就能够调顺、祥和而安乐。
Therefore, if people do understand to restrain their too much of greedy of desire and impure thinkings came out from their mind, people do try hard to benefit and help all other beings, then the restraint of the mind is good. Your mind so tamely bring happiness.
在佛陀时代呢，有一次啊，有60个僧人在佛陀之处呢，学习了一切禅门的教法之后，他们很心乐于想要学这个禅定，就相约呢到一个村庄里，到那里去隐居。在那里呢，那个村长的母亲啊，非常的好，就帮他们呢建造寺庙啊，就是让他们可以住的地方，以及呢供养他们食物，以便于呢让他们呢能够在这个村庄雨季安居当中能够安心住。
In the Buddha's period, on one occasion, 16 months after obtaining a meditation topic from the Buddha, they invite to each other and went to a small village at the foot of a mountain. There, the mother of the village headman offered them alms food. She also built a monastery for them so that they could stay in the village during the rainy season.
然后呢，有一天啊，这个村长的母亲呢就很高兴去请问这些僧人要请他们慈悲教导他怎么样能修行。所以那些僧人就教他，你要观身不净观我们体内的32种像肝脏啦、心脏啦种种最后转变化的过程、死亡的过程，以及对这个身体呢它由生住变异到灭除的因缘之后，对死亡的无所恐惧。那么这一个村长的母亲呢，听得这些僧人的教导之后，回去呢就专心致意的熏修由于专心之故，他很快的呢就证入空无相无作，并且证果，而且呢还拥有超凡的神通力。这跟他呢欢喜心供养真诚心受教有很大的关系。
One day, the mother of the village headman asked the group of monks to teach her the practice of meditation. They taught her how to meditate on the 32 constitutes of the body leading to the awareness of the decay and dissolution of the body. The mother of the village headman, practicing with diligence and attained the 3 paths and fruits together with an analytical insight and mountains, supernormal powers, even before the monastic, because she practiced with diligence and took offering with her sincerely of mind. Therefore, she was able to attain the Fuxi in a short time.
然后呢，他也观察到那些僧人啊，还没有证道，但是呢，他们都具足啊，可以证阿罗汉果的潜能。所以呢，这个老婆婆啊，就深入观察，怎么样才能让他们尽快证果？一看，哦，他们需要呢，很比较好一点，适当的食物来补充体力，啊，并且呢，让他们心无挂碍。所以他就为大众生呢挑选最好的食物，有了正确的食物以及不用四处奔波的化缘，这些大众生呢又有正确的啊心态学习，所以心无挂碍之故，很快的这60位僧人呢都证了阿罗汉果。啊，这个是彼此之间互相赞叹、互相互学的这种善福。可是呢，如果不是这个老太婆啊、老婆婆以前进欢喜心先供养，我一再告诉你们，欢喜心供养、真诚心供养，福不可思议。所以他以60位比丘为师，60位比丘以他们虽然没有证果，却也以他们的感谢、他的护持跟欢喜心反过来教导，这个叫恩与恩的光辉护照。所以这个老太婆60个人加持之下，很快就证果，也更由于她的因缘更深入呢去观察，以及善与善好的食物供养，也使令这60比丘都能够证阿罗汉果。你们看，善业与善业、欢喜心与欢喜心、信敬心与感恩回馈心相辉映的时候，就互相呢都与圣果有份，就互相呢都与解脱有缘。若不如此，总是在生死苦海当中轮转。所以要问我们自己，是不是真做一个感恩恭敬的人，是不是跟的谢谢慈悲。
The mother of the village headman realized that and saw that the monks had not attained any of Buddha path yet, and she also find that those monks had enough potentiality for the attainment of arhatship. She spent lots of time to find out what is the best way to help those monks attain the arhatship in the short time. Finally, she find out that they need proper food, so she prepared good choice food for them. With proper food and right effort, the monks developed right concentration and eventually attain arhatship. Because they do help to each other, therefore they were able to attain and gain the good blessings. I would ever mention you again and again about how incredible if people can able to take the offering with the sincerely and joyously of mind. However, this old lay woman did taking offering to 16 months with her sincerely and joyously of mind first. She followed the teaching of 16 months. She treats all of them as her teachers. Even the 60 monks did not attain the Arhatship yet. They did also try their best to teach this old lay woman whatever they know. They all fall with grateful. Therefore, they were able to bring the brightness of Dharma that they had owned to each other. Therefore, this all-day woman was able to attain Arhatship after she received the teaching from 60 monks. Moreover, those 60 monks were able to attain Arhatship in a short time. The contribution of this all-day woman to those 60 monks which was not able to white off. Have you find out that how important to treat others with the joyousy and grief of mind? If people do so, they would able to attain free. If people don't do so, people would undergo the transmigration of birth and death most of time. Therefore, we do ask ourselves to fall with grateful to others.
在那一次呢，结下安居结束之后，大众生呢就回到啊这个佛陀的住的地方去，就跟佛陀讲，他说呢，我们大家身心安康，居住的地方也很好，并且呢不用为食物担忧，所以呢啊那个居士女也很好，她好像都知道我们想要什么，所以呢我们只要一想要，她就为我们准备。让我们现在呢都能够解脱这些束缚啊，离开呢啊这个啊三界之苦。
At the end of the rainy season, the monks returned to the monastery where the Buddha was in residence. They reported to the Buddha that all of them were in good health and in comfortable circumstances.And that they did not have to worry about food. They also mentioned Bao, the mother of the village headman, who was aware of their thought and prepared and offered them the very food they wished for. Therefore, they were able to drive away the transmigration of death and birth.
有一个出家人啊一听说哦，有这么好一个地方啊，供养这么好，住得这么好，然后呢，60个比丘都证阿罗汉果，那我也去试试看。所以呢，他也去请问佛陀修禅的方法，就啊启程到啊那个村庄啊去住那个寺院。他一到的时候呢。他发觉他沿路上计算我想要吃什么，哎，我去那里会有什么东西可以用。当他一去到那寺庙，打开那个房门一看，啊，把他吓死了。所有他沿路上打妄想的东西都已经摆好了在他那个房间里面，准备等着他受用。所以呢他就心里想，我的维系起心动念，那个老婆婆都知道，万一我如果呢啊心起不净念，那我不就惨了。所以他就等那个老婆婆来的时候就问他，你是不是都知道我的心想什么？结果那个老太婆跟他讲啊，顾左右而言他啊，他问东他就答西，他问西他就答东。后来呢这一个啊比丘因为自己害怕的原因，他害怕呢人家知道他的心思，所以呢他就逃跑了，他又跑回去佛陀的地方，他跟佛陀讲，我不能再住那里了，太恐怖了，好像有一双眼睛随时随地都盯着你啊。那么所以他跟佛陀讲，我不要再住那里了，因为我怕我万一哪一天
我又不是故意的，起个不敬的念头或是怎么样，那个所有的弟子，那个弟子全部都会知道，那我将会很难堪，又很难看。
This monk came out of thinking, even a tiny of thinking came out from my mind. This old lay woman read that and know it. Should I that an ordinary worthy intertern any impure thoughts?She is sure to find out. And when he wished her to come, she personally came to the monastery, bringing along choice food with her. After taking the food, he asked her if she knew the thought of others, but she answered his question and replied, people who can read the thought of others behave in such and such a way. He therefore got scared of the day old woman and decided to return to the monastery. He talked to the Buddha that he could not stay in the small town village because he was afraid that the day old woman might detach impure thought in him.
然后呢？佛陀就跟那个出家人讲，你不要管人家能不能看清楚你的念头，你只要好好控制你的心，错了马上就改，修正自己的心，那么他就没有念头可以看了，你怕什么？你应该再回到那个地方去。然后呢，这个僧人一想，好吧，佛陀叫我控制心思，控制我自己的心意识啊，错了就改，管别人看不见看不见，我错了就改，然后尽量呢不要乱打妄想就可以了。所以他又回去呢，那个在家啊，老婆婆仍然跟以前一样这样供养他，好像没发生过任何事啊，以便使他能够啊专心修行啊，不要再争取他的忧虑。诶，过很短一段时间，这个比丘也证阿罗汉果了。所以如果你们能够专心致意，你们为什么害怕别人抓到你们麻烦？因为你们偷偷摸摸嘛。如果你们光明正大马上将它转成正念，那你们怕什么？很快就与贤圣道相应。
The Buddha then asked himTo observe just one thing, that is to control his mind. The Buddha asked him to revise his own mind when the evil thought had come out from mind, and this lay woman was unable to see through of his mind because there had no thought come out from mind. The Buddha also told the monk to return to the small village.Monastery, and not to think of anything else, but the object of his meditation only. The monk went back then, and the old lay woman offered him good food as she had done to others before, so that the mind be able to practice meditation without worry. With the short time, he to attain arhatship.Therefore, once the evil thinking came out from mind, if we are able to revise them immediately, and we don't have to afraid at all, just in a short time, we are able to reach the full ship and reach the freedom.